Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be diving into something that I think will hold a lot of moms back from pursuing their homeschool journey, or if they're already on their homeschool journey, could be causing a lot of fear and doubt in that mom. And that is not letting society's opinions or pressures hold you back from your homeschool journey, or just make you doubt your homeschool journey. That is not what we're all about here. You are going to get some doubt from society. There's no questions asked. There's always going to be negative Nancy that comes in and just acts like you're ruining your kid by homeschooling them without any valid information to back it up, just by strictly stigma and just uneducated assumptions about homeschooling and what homeschool kids look like and this vision that negative Nancy has in her head about it. Anyway, societal pressures are a big thing in mom's decision to homeschool or her confidence homeschooling. And so we are covering it in this first official episode of Find Freedom Homeschooling. Let's jump into it. Do you want to homeschool your kids, but fear is holding you back? Have you already committed to homeschooling, but you want validation that you made the right choice? Do you want to work from home, but you aren't sure you can do it all? How would it feel to walk confidently in your homeschool journey, knowing you're doing what's best for your family? If you are worried that you won't be able to juggle working from home with kiddos running around, I'm here to show you what's possible and how to do it in a way that feels good to both you and your family. Hey guys, I'm Jolie Gregerson, wife, mom to three young kiddos, coffee lover, and entrepreneur. And I want to show you the freedom that comes from homeschooling without being chained down by traditional public school and work schedules. I never want a mom to not pursue homeschooling because of overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support, which is where this podcast comes in. No matter what point in your homeschool journey you're on, you're in the right place. So grab a coffee and let's jump in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Find Freedom Homeschooling. I'm so excited. First official episode of the season. Well, I guess last episode kind of was, but it was just basically me saying what this brand and this podcast is going to be all about. And yeah, I feel like this is my first like focused actually has a direction. I'm not just going on and on. I told you guys that the first episode is always just passion pouring out of me. That's how it was for Naptime Business Moms, and I feel like that rang true for the last episode I did. I feel like that rang true. I was just passion pouring out of me, and I went on a lot of little tangents. So I guess I count this as the first one because it's actually focused. It's got one direction we're going. We're covering one topic. And so you guys know what you're getting. And today is a big one. It's something that I think a lot of moms struggle with. Like, whether it be you are trying to make the decision to homeschool your child, or you've already made that decision and you are in the trenches, whatever it be, one of the number one things that moms have fear about is society and what they are saying about homeschooling. That, and they're scared that they're going to ruin their kids' future. But we're going to tackle all of the fears that moms have because, well, honestly, we're going to tackle a lot of mindset stuff because I find this very true in both Naptime Business Moms, the brand I had before this one, and this one, and honestly, a ton of different areas in motherhood. Your mindset is going to be the difference maker, and it's going to be the difference maker on how much you enjoy the journey, how much progress you make in the journey, just your view on the journey. mindset is so big. And I think that stems from my college volleyball background, and you had to have a good mindset about it. Volleyball is a super fast-paced sport. You don't have time to sit there and sulk on your mistakes. You just have to have a really good mindset. And so we did like a lot of mindset training. And I feel like that has really translated into both my business life, my motherhood role, and now I can see the need for it in the homeschool space. And so mindset, it's huge. And it's going to be one of the big things that we cover on this podcast. We are also going to be covering a lot of fears, because mindset and fears, they go hand in hand. And a big thing I go by is that fear does not come from God. And if you are living in fear, then you are listening to the wrong voice. And I just love that, because God says in the Bible all the time, do not fear, have trust in me. And I feel like us as moms have a hard time leaning into that. And so fear is going to be a big one. And a lot of that is linked with mindset. A lot of that is linked with what we're covering today, which is societal pressures. And before I just really give you like a big lecture on how you shouldn't care what people think of what you do, you need to just be confident in your decisions, then I just want to say, I get it. I feel like all moms, especially moms who decide to homeschool their kids, feel it. Whether you're brand new, whether you're a veteran, you feel pressure from society. You feel the haters or the doubt from family members when you tell them that you're homeschooling. You feel all of it. And so I get it. And it's always going to be here. We just have to have each other's backs and know that, or just be confident in our decision. We need to stand firm in our decision. And I think that's one of the big things on this podcast that I am so passionate about, is equipping moms with the knowledge to make informed decisions for their family. Because if you are making super informed decisions, you're going to feel better about it. It's going to build your confidence. And then also, when people do question you in society, you're going to have the knowledge to back it up. Because I think that that's one of the fears a lot of us have, is that what happens when Grandma Peggy, no offense to Grandma Peggy's out there, that's just the name I came up with, but what happens when Grandma Peggy over here is like, oh, that kid needs to be in public school, they need socialization, they're not going to get into colleges, yada, 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 add in all of the myths around homeschool that we're going to be busting. What happens when someone does doubt what you're doing? If you are not firm or confident in your homeschool decision, and you have actual knowledge behind your decision, you're not just like, well, I heard that homeschooling is great. You can actually be like, no, actually that's false. And if you think about it this way, then da 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 da, and I made this choice for my family because of these reasons. And you are just confident in your decisions because you have that knowledge behind it. That is my entire goal for this podcast and brand. And you guys are going to love what I have in the future. I have something really, really cool that I'm going to bring to you guys that's just going to have everything in one place, so you can just go through it, pick and choose what you like, craft it to your unique family, and just really cultivate a learning style and a schooling style that you love, you feel good about. And maybe you're just so confident that you don't even feel the need to back yourself up. You're just like, this is what works for us. So that's totally fine. If you're more of a public school type person, this works for our family. And that's a big thing. It's just having simple responses that they can't argue to make you feel worse about it. And that's actually one of my tips, is to have kind of canned responses to when people are really questioning your decision. Just something simple like, oh yeah, we decided to homeschool because that's what is best for our family, but we see both sides of it, and no hate to public schoolers. Like something simple like that to where they kind of let their guard down, or it's really, it's not going back and forth. You just kind of made a statement and it kind of shuts them down because they don't have anything to kind of go on and on about, like, oh, well, actually this, or they'll like argue a certain point that you made. Because you also have to think about it. One of the reasons I think people have such strong opinions about homeschooling is because everyone likes to think that they're doing what's best for their kid, right? That is our goal as moms, as mothers. Most of us have our kids' best interest at heart. All of us want the best for our kids. So when someone's doing something different than what they're doing, so in this case, you are homeschooling your kid and they sent theirs to public school. If someone's doing something different, it kind of threatens that security blanket that they have that they're doing the best thing for them. And so they're really defensive about it. A lot of people put up walls, and this goes for both sides. You are never going to find me being the one to demonize public schooling, because you never know. In the future, maybe I'll public school my kids. Highly, highly doubt that would ever happen, but never say never. And I know plenty of people who loved their public school experience. I was homeschooled growing up, but my husband had a great experience. And so I'm not here to demonize public schooling. I also have family members who are teachers. They're great teachers. So public schooling can be great for some people, and some people don't have another option. And so I'm not here to be like, public schooling is terrible. However, I will let you know the benefits of homeschooling, because that is the whole point of this podcast, is to build your confidence in your decision to homeschooling. And in turn, that might mean that I am talking a lot about the perks of homeschooling, just to build up that confidence and help you realize, yes, this is the right choice. But back to what I was saying is, people get defensive on both sides. When you decide to homeschool, if someone throws shade at homeschooling, your defense is automatically going to kick in and you're going to want to defend your stance. Same goes for public schooling. Why would it be any different? If you say something that's totally demonizing to public school, of course they're going to get defensive about it because their kid is in public school. And like I said, all moms want to believe we're doing what's best for our kids. And so there's going to be that defense, and they're going to feel like they're defending themselves, and we're going to feel like we're defending ourselves. Sometimes it's just so unnecessary. So that's why I was saying, just having quick, short, canned responses that's like, yes, that's what works best for my family, but I totally get that it's not for everyone. Like something so short and simple like that, to where they're just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to go on and on about it. To where if you instantly pull up your armor and you're like, it's war, and just start going off about how public school is terrible and how you decided to pull your kid in homeschool because you wanted to, you know, be the one to actually raise your kid and see them all hours of the day rather than having other people spending all day with your kid and then you getting a couple hours at night and calling that their childhood. And obviously that sounded like I was sending shade at public school. And that's what I'm saying, is sometimes it's going to come off as that, but I'm not, I promise you. I will say the perks and the reasons I chose homeschooling, because that's the whole point of this. But having quick canned responses is going to be a really good tool for your toolbox for when people question you. And the next one is, or the next tip is, you just have to be confident or stand firm in your decision. So don't waver. Like when you make a decision for your kids, whatever it be, maybe it's like, oh, they're going to do sports or they're not going to do sports, or we don't eat refined sugar in this household. A lot of times you stand firm in that. I know plenty of people who won't let their kids eat refined sugars, and they don't waver. They don't go to a party and be like, oh, but everyone else is letting their kid eat all of the junk and the artificial colors and all of that type stuff. And then they're like, oh, forget it. No, usually they're pretty firm in it. And usually when you ask, then they're just like, oh yeah, we just don't do that for our family. And that's that. And you don't really think anything of it. Or maybe you're like, oh, they're strict or whatever. But then you move on with your life. And same goes for homeschooling. You just have to be firm in your decision. And when people are throwing shade, you just have to realize that there's a lot of stigma out there. There's a lot of preconceived notions about what a homeschooler looks like. And there's a lot of people that think, you know, there's so many myths, but that all homeschoolers are super socially awkward or whatnot. And one of the things I know to be true is I played sports, and a lot of people in the public school, because I'm from a small town, probably thought that, actually they do think that we went to school there because we were just always there because of sports. They always saw us around. We were, you know, in our friend circles, and we had our peer groups and all that sort of stuff. And I can promise you, I was not even close to the most awkward on the team. And if anything, a lot of people would think I was pretty outgoing. And there was so many people who were painfully awkward, but they went to public school. So a lot of it is just personality. A lot of it is just how they're raised or their parents. That has a big role to play. But then also, one thing I like to ask people is, oh, do you always ask people if they were public schooled or homeschooled when you meet them? Like if you met your barista when you were getting a coffee and she was super bubbly and friendly and she was chatting your ear off and you left there being like, dang, she was awesome. Like, she is so good at her job. She's like so well socialized and just bubbly. Do you go, oh, were you public schooled or homeschooled? Because I bet that you'd be surprised on how many people that you meet that are perfectly quote unquote normal, surprise, surprise, were actually homeschooled. But same type thing, you only notice the super awkward one. So maybe you did meet a super awkward homeschooler, because there's going to be them, just like there is super awkward public schoolers. And maybe they met one and all instantly it confirmed their suspicion that homeschoolers are socially awkward. And even though that's so false, and they probably met dozens and dozens of homeschoolers who they would have never guessed was homeschooling, because they were so polite and well-rounded and, Lord forbid, socially mature. It's just so funny to me when people make these arguments. And a lot of them are just uneducated and assumptions and just pegging that identity on the homeschoolers, even though it's not true. And so that's why you just have to be firm in your decision and just assume most people just don't know enough about it. And so they're going to just go off of what they've heard, you know. And so if they've heard homeschoolers are awkward and they don't know any different, then guess what? They're going to go through life thinking homeschoolers are awkward. And when they hear that you're homeschooling your kid, they're going to have questions about, well, what about socialization? All homeschoolers are awkward. And so that's why you just have to be firm in your decision and know that there's going to be people who will question what you're doing, even though they have no education in it. They have no experiences with it. They're just going off preconceived notions that they've heard or has been passed down, or stigmas. And you just have to trust that your home is the best place for your kid. And I'm going to do an entire podcast episode on this, but the other day I saw something that said you have to be the gardener and your kid is the delicate flower. And so homeschooling is not isolating your kid. It's just making a greenhouse. So your home isn't isolating to your kid. Your home is the greenhouse. And so it's just a more controlled environment. You're kind of blocking out the dangers of the outside and really just cultivating the growth and being able to put all of your energy into your child or the plant. You're the gardener, they're the plant, and you are just helping them along. And they're going to grow on their own. Like, that's the glory of homeschooling, is you get to watch them become lifelong learners and blossom on their own. It's not you having to hold her hand every step of the way, but you help nurture them. And I'm going to do an entire podcast on this. But when they are, so if they are the delicate little flower, then you keep them in that nurturing environment, so the greenhouse, and you really just make sure that they are growing strong, they have a good root system, and then once they're big enough and mature enough and ready to take the next step, you start letting them out, and you go and you plant them outside, and then they flourish. But you wouldn't just throw your plant outside, your tiny little vulnerable seedling, and just throw it outside in the elements where, you know, anything could happen to it. No, you wouldn't do that. You would cultivate it in the greenhouse. And same goes for our kids. We are cultivating them and just really nurturing them and fostering that growth in a more safe, controlled environment rather than just tossing them out to the world, hoping the teachers do a good job, hoping their peers are good and line up with your values, hoping that they don't get any terrible influences, hoping they're learning good things and not just the corrupt things of the world. You're not doing that. You're keeping them in the greenhouse and strengthening them up, making sure they're strong, making sure they have roots, and then you're setting them free later. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying lock them in your house. I believe full-heartedly in tons of socialization. You can have all of those circles in the homeschool world. Your kids can play sports if that's what your family is all about, but if not, there's plenty of co-ops or church groups, or there's so many different ways to get your kids socialized. And like I said, I'm going to do an entire podcast episode on what I was just talking about and go into it in more detail and kind of paint that picture for you guys. But just know that your home is the best place for your kids. It doesn't matter what everyone else says. Everyone else is saying that there needs to be the disconnect. Like, oh, your child needs to learn how to be independent from you. And yes, that's true, but that will naturally happen. And you will see your child flourish. And they will have the root system, and they will have the love and care. They won't be getting their confidence crushed by something their peer said. And oh my gosh, I can hear the arguments already of people being like, well, they need that in order to survive in the real world. Well, I am going to tell you a lot of stories about my experience as a homeschooler, how I never went through the whole bully thing. I was kind of sheltered from that, but I still have my friend circle. And I just missed out on all of the drama during the day, and then would see all my friends every single day at practice for sports and get my socialization there. But I missed out on all the petty drama. And I can tell you right now, when I went out into the real world and went on to college and went into the workforce, everyone said that I was so well-rounded. When I went into the workforce, they're all like, you are one of the best workers, you know how to listen, you know how to get along with everyone, and they just had raving reviews. Because you're dealing with actual adults, I never really experienced the bullying that they say you need to have in public school in order to be prepared for the real world. Like, we're all adults now. That doesn't, yes, it still happens. There's always going to be someone that's like, we'll try to prove you wrong, but for the most part, bullying that happens in school is so much more severe, and there's so many things that can just absolutely crush your kid's confidence. And that's one thing I love about homeschooling, is that you can build it up. You can have your kid growing in their faith, in the family unit, and in their confidence and self and self-worth, all of the things, and just have an all-around happier kid. It is possible, and I just want you to know that your home is the best place for your kid to thrive, no matter what anyone says. Okay, so I've kind of went on a few tangents again, but I think it all circles back to relating to the same thing, that society is going to have a lot of opinions about what you are doing, and some tips to help you get over that is A, have some short, canned responses that are polite and not triggering to the other person that who's going to try to defend their decision. And just something short and simple like, oh yeah, homeschooling works great for my family, but I know it's not for everyone. Like, who's going to argue with that? And so having short, canned responses so you're prepared when someone is questioning you. Also, knowing that when people are questioning you, usually they're just going off stigmas or preconceived notions and they aren't actually educated or experienced with actual homeschool kids. So expecting people to have a lot to say about things they know hardly anything about. So just knowing that is part of life, being prepared for it. And then third is knowing that your home is the best place to foster your child's growth, both in faith, both in family, and both in education. So just know you can give your child everything they need and more. And more homeschooling them, and you have what it takes. If you decide you want to public school after all of this, that's perfectly fine. You need to do what's best for your family, but do not let the reason you don't homeschool be due to societal pressure and judgment. Do not let that be the reason. We're going to be busting all of the myths. I'm going to be giving you all of the information. Walk confidently in your journey. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review so we can get the word out about this podcast. I want to make this the number one podcast for Christian moms who want to homeschool, and I need your guys' help to do it. I have some big things planned in the future that I am so excited about that is going to be so valuable to so many people. So stay tuned for that, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Okay, you guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope this filled you with encouragement or equipped you with the knowledge to move forward confidently in your homeschool journey. The best way you can show your support is by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. This expands my reach and allows me to impact more moms who need the encouragement in their own homeschool journey. Also, sharing this with all your homeschool mom friends out there. My goal is to make Find Freedom Homeschooling the number one podcast for Christian homeschool moms, and I need your help to do it. I'll see you guys in the next episode.